the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast. We know y'all have been blowing and going out there over the last 2 weeks trying to get this crop in. Done a lot of great work, wanted it to quit raining all year long. Finally got that option. You know, the old saying goes, we're 5 days away from a drought. Well, drought conditions are upon us now. And I think there's a lot of young crops out there that we're praying for a rain on. But that's not what we're going to talk about today. What we have for you today is a special program dedicated to the coronavirus epidemic. Recently, the USDA announced the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or the CFAP. Today, we're going to have Drs. Josh and Will Maples and Rachel Carter discuss these programs. What sectors of the agriculture population it will provide assistance to, and if you are eligible, how to apply for the program and what it'll mean for your farm. So please give these guys your ear, listen to what they have to say, and if there's anything we can do to help you out, we're just a phone call away.
Hi, everyone. Thank you, Dr. Golden. We appreciate your team letting us be part of the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast this week as we in Extension are working to help Mississippians get the information they need in this challenging time. I'm Dr. Rachel Carter, and I'm an economist in the Center for Government and Community Development with the Mississippi State University Extension. And I have with us Dr. Josh Maples and Dr. Will Mapus from the Department of Agricultural Economics. Would each of you tell our listeners a little bit about what you do in Extension and why you're serving in this role today?
Yeah, thanks, Rachel. So I'm Josh Maples. As you said, I'm an economist in the Ag Econ Department with Mississippi State Extension Service. My primary role is in livestock. So I'm our livestock economist. I work with producers in Mississippi and try to help them with the economics portions of their operation. We've also got Dr. Will Maples here too. Will, go ahead.
Yes. Thank you, Rachel, for getting this together for us. My name is Dr. Will Maples. I'm with the Agricultural Economics Department and an economist as well with the Extension Service. And so my main area is on the row crop side of things. So I basically do what Josh does with helping producers, figuring out marketing and any economic problems they might have on their operations, but I focus more on the row crop side of things.
All right, great. Thank you guys so much for being here today. So let's get into the reason that we are here today, the coronavirus pandemic. And as that happened, the federal government responded with the CARES Act. And as the CARES Act was developing and then announced, the first things we saw were things to assist small businesses like the Payment Protection Program. But it didn't take long for the agricultural industry to start being impacted and for us to start receiving a lot of questions as to whether there would be any relief or federal support for agriculture. And really, in the last few days, USDA has announced the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. So, Josh, how has agriculture been impacted in the nation and the state, and how can this program help our farmers?
Yeah, Rachel, it is definitely been a really big impact COVID-19 has on agriculture in Mississippi. If you look at commodity prices across the board, whether it be row crop, livestock, everything has been impacted. And there's a lot of different reasons for that. And we could talk about those more on a different podcast and spend a lot of time doing it. But various concerns have led to dramatic price declines in pretty much all the commodities that we raise and produce here in Mississippi. So this program is really targeted towards helping producers offset some of those big declines. That's the goal of this, that USDA was going for here. And it's really a kind of historic program for a lot of commodities because it'll be the first time that direct payments have ever been made straight to producers of many of these commodities.
So it's my understanding that there are two different funding mechanisms, the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program and the Commodity Credit Corporation funding. Can you explain to our listeners what's the difference between these two programs and the timing on that?
Yeah, so it is kind of confusing if you look at the information that was put out. So the CCC money, or the Commodity Credit Corporation money, is one of the funding sources for CFAP. So CFAP is kind of, think of it as the overall umbrella. Your one payment you're going to get is going to be from CFAP, or that producers are going to get will be from CFAP. But the funding for that CFAP payment will either come from the CCC or it will come from the CARES portion. So the CARES portion, the CARES rate, and then you've also got the CCC payment rate. Those two will come together to combine to be the CFAP payment rate. So it's a little confusing, but just think of it as different pots of money that will come together to form a single CFAP payment to eligible producers.
Thank you, Josh. And what I'm seeing is that May 26 is when producers will be able to start applying for this funding. Will, how is eligibility going to be determined? What commodities are actually going to be eligible?
Yes. So for a commodity to be eligible to receive a payment from this program, the standard was that the commodity had to have suffered at least a 5% price decline between mid-January and mid-April due to COVID-19, or that it must have faced some type of extra marketing costs for inventories due to like decreased demand. So we saw a lot of specialty crops, but shut down a restaurant, saw a decrease of demand on their side for things, or there must have just been some other type of surplus production or supply disruption for a commodity to become eligible. And some of the commodities that are eligible for Mississippi, particularly that are important on the row crop side, are soybeans, corn, and cotton are all receiving payments. On the livestock side, cattle and hogs receive payment.
And dairy, too.
And dairy as well. And then two crops in Mississippi that are important, rice and peanuts, are currently not eligible for this program, but there is some language yet left in the USDA's final rules that they will reconsider commodities at a future date if necessary. So while currently rice and peanuts are not eligible, they are up for reconsideration if it can be proven that they have suffered the criteria that's been stated to be eligible.
And Rachel, that's a similar story on a couple of livestock commodities, catfish in particular. Catfish are not included in the current final rule, but it is listed out that aquaculture commodities could be eligible. And as you know, Rachel, some of those, there's just not as much publicly available data. USDA doesn't report as much data on these, so it's a little bit harder to determine that there has been the 5% loss to meet the criteria. So it's just taking a little bit longer for catfish in particular to determine whether it's eligible. A couple other ones, poultry and goats as well, also not included in this particular announcement. But again, I think this thing leaves a little bit of opening for discussion later. So we may have some amendments or some changes to it later.
Thank you for clarifying that, Josh. I know there's been a little bit of confusion. So what does the application process look like, and where and when are producers supposed to be applying and getting their information from?
The application process is going to be through your local FSA office. So whichever county you're in, you can find where your local farm service agency office is. This is the same one that you go to for a lot of other farm-related programs. We don't know a whole lot about what the application process is going to look like, other than it's starting on Tuesday. FSA, I know, is going through training on how to handle the application process. On Thursday, they were going through training in anticipation for Tuesday. So the application, USDA said they're going to put the application online and also put up a payment calculator as we get a little bit closer to the date. And we don't yet have a ton of details about everything that you're going to need to apply. It's going to be commodity specific. Your local FSA office is going to be who you contact to get everything set up.
That's great. Thank you so much, Josh. And also, I just want to let everybody know there is a website that's out there where you can gather a little more details, farmers.gov. And they have a section of that website dedicated to the coronavirus food assistance program. So let's kind of get a little bit more into detail so that producers can be thinking exactly how these payments may be calculated and what is the payment rate? How is this going to be decided? Josh, could you talk a little bit about the livestock part, and then Will, I'm going to ask you to kind of talk a little bit about the row crop section.
Sure. So if we look at the livestock payment rates, livestock and dairy, we just put out an extension publication, and Rachel, I think we may talk about that a little bit, that kind of details these things out. But really, you're looking at dairy. For dairy, is based on the amount of production during the first quarter of 2020, so January 1st through March 31st. Milk produced during that time period will get $4.71 per hundredweight. And then that will come directly from the CARES funding portion. They're also going to use your first quarter production to estimate your second quarter production, and your second quarter production will get paid from the CCC money at $1.47 per 100 pounds. Cattle, beef cattle are a little more complicated because it's broken out by different classes or different types of cattle. The ones in particular that Mississippi produces a lot of, you know, we're a cow-calf state primarily. We also have quite a few soccer operations. So depending on if the cattle were actually sold between January 1st or between January 15th and April 15th, cattle sold during that time period that a producer certifies to FSA that they sold it will receive that CARES payment rate. And so if we're looking at, and that's the higher one. So for cattle weighing less than 600 pounds, that payment rate would be $102 per head. If you sold some cattle that were more than 600 pounds, some feeder cattle more than 600 pounds, would be $139 a head. Cull cows, $92 per head. And then all other cattle, so anything else that might not fit into one of those categories, would be $102 per head. That's the CARES money. So that's the rate that's for cattle that were sold during January 15th to April 15th. You've also got the CCC pot of money, and that is to make a payment on inventory of cattle sometime between April 16th and May 14th. So pick the day that you had the most cattle on hand, and the CCC payment rate of $33 per head will apply. So if you had 100 cattle on head on May the 1st, and that was your last inventory date, you get $33 for every one of those cattle. So it can be fairly complicated. You have to dig in to figure out exactly which rates your particular cattle will be eligible for. And hopefully that publication that we've got out, Rachel, will be a good resource to go to, and we've got all this detailed out there.
So on the row crop side of stuff, it's a little bit different than livestock. Row crop producers that are eligible are going to be paid based off of their January 15th inventory. So this is the most important number that they need to figure out to take to their FSA office. And so for their January 15th inventory, it has got to be self-certified unpriced inventory. So there's still a little bit of vagueness around what is considered unpriced inventory. We haven't seen a solid rule, but basically my interpretation of that is any inventory that the producer had on their farm or in a co-op pool that had not been priced with a cash price as of January 15th. So producer needs to figure out what was the inventory on January 15th, but also their payment's going to be capped at 50% of whatever their total production was in 2019. So you're going to get paid, your eligible inventory is going to be the lower of your inventory on January 15th or 50% of your 2018 total production, whichever is lower. And so once a producer figures out what their eligible inventory is for the year, there's two payment rates that are out there, one coming from the CARES Act and also one coming from the CCC Act. We have, since there's two pots of money, they're applying two different rates for each pot of money. The CARES Act rate is designed to cover 50% of the price decline from that mid-January to mid-April. And the CCC payment rate is designed to cover 55% of that price decline. So if you look at rates, you'll see that the CCC rate is a little bit higher than the CARES Act. So for corn, the CARES Act rate is 32 cents a bushel, and the CCC rate is 35 cents a bushel. So once you figure out what your eligible inventory is going to be, 50% of that eligible inventory will be paid at the CARES Act rate, and then the other 50% of that eligible inventory is going to be paid at the CCC rate. So if you had 10,000 bushels of corn in storage as of January 15th, that's your eligible inventory. 5,000 of it will be paid at a 32-cent rate, and then 5,000 of it will be paid at a 35-cent rate, and you just add those two together, and that would be the payment you received initially. At first, you're only going to receive 80% of your total payment whenever your application is approved, and the final 20% is going to be paid at a later date as funds remain available. So whenever you first apply, you're just expect that first payment to be 80% of what you're expecting. And like I said before, for row crops, the payment rates for corn, the 30 cents and 35 cents. Soybeans, very important in Mississippi. We're looking at a CARES Act payment rate of 45 cents and a CCC payment rate of 50 cents. And then cotton's getting paid at a CARES rate of 9 cents and a CCC rate of 10 cents. So all this is listed down in that publication Josh mentioned as well, with some examples of kind of how this should all be calculated. So it'd be a really good resource to go look at, to kind of sit for a producer to sit down and figure out what they can expect.
And Will, where can people find that publication? I know we've got it on the Mississippi Center for Government and Community Development's Facebook page, but where else are y'all putting that out so people know how to search for it and find it?
It is available on the Mississippi State Extension's website. It is titled Coronavirus Food Assistance Program for Row Crops, Livestock, and Dairy Overview.
Thank you. That's great. And that publication is a great resource, everybody. I encourage you, if you fall into those categories of row crop and livestock, or just are interested in finding out more, to read that publication thoroughly. I'm going to talk just for a brief moment about the specialty crop. I do a lot of work in local foods work, but I do want to encourage people to reach out to Dr. Alba Colart and Dr. Elizabeth Canales with the Mississippi State University Extension Service as well. They are housed in the Department of Agricultural Economics, and they are our experts on specialty crops. So we do encourage you to reach out to them if you have questions about this. But payments for specialty crops will be available for those who had production that wasn't subject to an agreed-upon price through a forward contract agreement or similar binding document. And the payment details, there's basically three different categories for specialty crop producers. Their payments are available for crops that have a 5%, as the others, price decline in sales between January 15th and April 15th, and you're going to have to provide some documentation records for that, such as the price that you did receive for that crop. Also, another way to qualify are payments for crop shipments that left the farm by April 15th and spoiled due to no market. But again, you must obtain some documentation for that. And also payments for crop shipments that did not leave the farm by April 15th. For example, they were harvested and they sat on crates in the farm, or mature crops that had to go unharvested, maybe were plowed under due to lack of buyers. Which have not been and will not be sold. So those are the different categories. And I encourage everybody also to go to the website that we mentioned earlier, which is www.farmers.gov/CFAP. And you can actually go to the specialty crop section, and there is a listing for all the various specialty crops that they have available, and the payment rates for the CARES Act payment rate and the CCC payment rate. So, guys, we have covered a lot of information today. Two things that I want to mention. We're actually, Extension Service is going to be doing a series of these where we're going to be providing some updates on policy for a wide array of topics. And so look out for that in the future. And a lot of us specialists are going to get up and kind of give you updates on different things, whether it has to do with crops or economic development or health policy. So be watching for that. This will be the first in the series of that. But Josh, would you just want to repeat where to go for information, how to contact us, just to wrap us up?
Sure, Rachel. Yeah. Thanks again for pulling this together. So again, sign up starts on Tuesday, which is May the 26th. So your local FSA office will be the first place to contact for this particular program. But as you said, Rachel, Extension is here to help. You can contact any of us if we can help you. You can find more resources like the publication we mentioned at extension.msstate.edu. Or just reach out to your local county agent. Extension has agents that are willing to help with problems like this. So, Rachel, again, appreciate you having us on the podcast. And for anybody listening out there, please feel free to reach out to the Extension Service.
Exactly. Thank you, Josh and Will. Will, do you have anything you'd like to add?
I think we've said a lot. This is good information. Thank you, Rachel, for putting this together. And like Josh said, if there's anything to help you with, feel free to contact us anytime.
All right. Thank you both. Everybody, reach out to Mississippi State University Extension Service if you have questions, and reach out to the Farm Service Agency for this application process. So thank you all. Have a great day. And thanks to the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast for letting us have a little time on their show today.
Hey guys, thank y'all listening for this special programming today about the CFAP program. If you're eligible for it, and if you are eligible for it, how can you apply for it? I think the economist did a great job talking about the potential benefits of this program and what it can mean to your operation. You can find them on the Extension website, get their contact information there. And like always, if you need to get a hold of us, we're just a phone call away. Y'all have a good day.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.